Nothing is more innocent or more annoying than the question, "What plans do you have for the summer?" It's one of those harmless, sociable questions that we all ask when we can't think of anything else to say. It's not polite to inquire about the state of a person's digestion, or their finances, or their personal relationships, but summer plans are neutral territory. But what if you don't have any summer plans worth boasting about? I might answer that I'm planning a quiet summer, possibly clearing out the garage, sitting on the deck when the weather is fine, and walking in the nature reserve. But that's not the right answer to the vacation interrogation, and it gives the questioners the opening they need to describe their infinitely more interesting projects. "Oh yes," they say, "it's a pretty dull summer for us too. We're just visiting our daughter at her ashram in India, then coming back by way of Mongolia for a bit of camel trekking. It was so much fun last time. As long as we're in the neighbourhood, we've arranged to hike along the Great Wall of China with a private guide, and we'll come back by way of Australia and the Galapagos, stopping a week or two in San Francisco to see the grandchildren. But we've no other plans except that next week we'll just pop over to Paris and take the Orient Express down to Venice, where our son is restoring St. Mark's Cathedral," and so on and so on. Of course, anyone can invent a summer of sophisticated travel, but there's always the possibility of being found out. If you're not going anywhere, you need an alibi. There is a discreet service known as the Alibi Agency that provides cover for working men and women who wish, for personal reasons, to appear to be somewhere else for a while. The agency provides fake invitations to non-existent conferences, rerouted phone numbers, and even little touches of verisimilitude like conference programs, hotel bills, and airline tickets. Naturally, I despise this deceptive, sleazy service. I'm particularly upset that I didn't think of it first. But it has given me another, perhaps better idea. Why not an alibi service for summer vacations? Let's call it Vacations Without Tears. This will be a challenging summer for travel, and I'm sure lots of people would rather stay at home until the world settles down. The Vacations Without Tears agency would solve that problem. It would work like this. You, the client, would simply tell the agency where you want not to go and give them an itinerary, some personal snapshots and a credit card. The agency would do the rest, send emails and Instagram-ready photos created by artificial intelligence, the family on an Italian beach or halfway up Everest. As part of your cover, you would get appropriate ethnic gifts and souvenirs, a list of symptoms of local diseases, a fake tan, car rental vouchers, everything you need to convince your inquiring friends that you have spent a vastly expensive summer continuously on the move. You can then enjoy a wonderful summer on the couch, reading travel books. This is David Boucher.